B'tachon for life, Shir 18:17, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbes, Parshias Matas Maseh. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas, the schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv, B'Seich Shor Yisrael. We are explaining the perspective when a person is going through difficulty. And it's important to be able to feel this. Yes, it's hard. When there's difficulty, the nature of the mind is to focus on the difficulty. No one's saying it's easy. No one's saying it's something that should happen naturally. But it is something that you can do. Even when you're struggling, you can still feel savor. You can still feel hakaras hatayv to the Rabbeinu Shlom. You can still feel that the Rabbeinu Shlom's taiva far outweighs the negativity, the perceived negativity going on in your life. Because that's the truth. If you stack up all the chesed that you have, it's far, far greater than the negativity. And besides that, the negativity itself, we know, is not really negative. It's really a bracha from the Rabbeinu Shlom in disguise. But leave that on the side. Without that, if you just focus on what you do have, it becomes much easier to feel appreciation. So back to the question, if a person's struggling, can he feel appreciation? Absolutely. When you work on feeling appreciation, you don't just talk about it, you do it. You make lists like we discussed. You try to have kavana when you're saying a bracha. You try to feel that the Rabbeinu Shlom is gifting you because he is. Then you won't allow some difficulty, even if it's large, to overshadow the chesed, which is much, much greater than that difficulty. No matter what the difficulty is. The chesed is always greater, and not just greater. It is substantially greater. 99.99999% of your life is perfect. It's that tiny percent that we sometimes choose to focus on. And we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're not allowing ourselves to see the truth. We're not allowing ourselves to lead happy lives and strive to develop feelings of betachen, savor, techelas, chikoy, all of these feelings. Because these feelings are built on appreciation. And therefore we have to drive those feelings of appreciation home no matter what's going on. When a person ingrains in himself feelings of appreciation, he walks around happy, he starts feeling bitachin, he feels lucky, he's motivated to continue. No matter what's going on in his life, nothing can overshadow his appreciation for the real chesed that the Rabbeinu Shlom is constantly giving him.